And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Thank you, Sherry. Good afternoon.
I know we feel like it's Prescott Chamber Day every day.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, we have some great guests today, so I want to introduce our guests. We have the Bling Sisters, the Hilton Garden Inn, the Espresso Barn, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Robert, it's Prescott Chamber Day, and you're here to introduce our first guest.
Thank you, Sherry, and good afternoon, everyone. Our first guest is Terry Fuentes from the Bling Sisters. So I would imagine that, Terry, you're one of the Bling Sisters. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into exactly what the Bling Sisters is all about?
Sure. I work for the Department of Public Safety, or Highway Patrol, as most people know it, for almost 29 years and retired in 2016. I have one son, two grandchildren. I started selling paparazzi in 2017, and then I met Madison, my business partner, in 2019, and 2020 we decided to open a store.
Well, that's very exciting, Terry. So tell us a little bit about the store and how courageous you are to open in 2020.
Crazy. We sell $5 paparazzi jewelry. It is manufactured in the United States in Utah, I believe. And it was started by two sisters. Also, we're not, Madison and I aren't sisters, but
okay,
we're Bling Sisters. And the majority of the jewelry is $5 plus tax. We do have some $25 jewelry and some $1 kids jewelry. It's all nickel and lead free. We're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. And the jewelry goes from conservative to wild and crazy. So it could be anything in between.
Well, that sounds very exciting, Terry. So tell us, you mentioned that it can go in any direction. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite with what you're carrying?
You know, my favorites are the Southwestern jewelry. It's mostly turquoise, silver and gold, but I always seem to be drawn to the Southwestern stuff.
Well, that sounds really nice, and it is definitely appropriate for this area as well. And what perfect timing for us to have you on the show today with the holidays upon us, and it sounds like you have a pretty affordable option for those that are looking for gifts or maybe getting ready to go to some event and want to kind of have some accessories go with their outfits.
Absolutely. Yes, make awesome Christmas gifts, stocking stuffers, gifts for teachers, a mail person, whatever.
That sounds great. Now tell us, Terry, where are you located and how can our listeners find you?
We are located at 100 North Summit in Prescott. We're just west of Whiskey Row.
Wonderful. And when did you open again? I know you mentioned you opened in 2020, but when exactly did the store open?
We opened in June of 2020.
Perfect. And so how did you get into the jewelry business based on the background that you shared with us?
Well, I was working in Alaska, and in between working in the RV park, I would, you know, look at Facebook. And a friend of mine was doing live shows with the jewelry. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that looks so cool. And then she said, well, here, this is what you do. So it didn't go over well where I was living in Alaska. It was a super small town. But once I got home, then I was able to do lives, and it was ridiculous to mail things from Alaska to Arizona. So.
Wonderful. And can you tell us a little bit about your partner as well? I know they couldn't be with us today.
Yes, yeah, she currently works full-time in a medical office in Cottonwood. She has, I think, three daughters, and she's kind of an entrepreneur like me, so we totally complement each other. She's the fun and crazy one that goes out and talks to people and hands out flyers. And I do all the boring stuff because I'm really a civil servant at heart. So I do all the boring things like books and inventory and licenses and all that stuff.
All those things that are important to a business.
Right.
Well.
But are boring.
Yeah. Now, so tell us again, just for our listeners, for those that are maybe joining us right now, we're talking to Terry with the Bling Sisters. This is a jewelry store, I guess. A jewelry store. Do you have any other accessories in the store, Terry?
No, it's all jewelry. Rings, earrings, necklaces all come with matching earrings, bracelets. We have higher-end stuff. That's the $25. We have sets. We have a lot of inventory.
That's
all
great.
Ready for Christmas.
Ready for the holidays.
Yes.
Do you have any upcoming events or specials that you may want to talk about?
I believe we're going to be open on Black Friday. my plan is to open the store on Black Friday after Thanksgiving. Excuse me. And we always have a special. If you buy 12 pieces, you get one free.
That's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah. Always like a loyalty club, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And we would encourage you to also get involved in the Shop Small Saturday, which is the day after Black Friday as well. I know the Chamber's doing a coupon book, so that might be something of interest as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was one of the things that we were hoping for. By joining the Chamber of Commerce, that, you know, we have access to the community and to events happening.
Well, Terry, it sounds like you've got a great option for our listeners. If you could, we have just a few more minutes, so if you could give us your hours, your contact information, website, anything that our listeners could take advantage of to find out where you're at and how they can shop at your store.
Sure. We are located at 100 North Summit in Prescott in the historical downtown business district. And we do have a Facebook page and a website and a phone number. So the Facebook page is The Bling Sisters AZ. The phone number, excuse me, is 928-271-2708. Our website is www.theblingsistersaz.com. We're open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 10 to 5.
Wonderful. And then you also have an awards program that you offer as well?
Yes, rewards. If you buy 12 pieces, you get one free.
Perfect. And it sounds like you're going to be open on Black Friday and be involved with Small Business Saturday as well.
Sure. Absolutely.
So, Terry, before we leave, and we are so happy that you were on our show today, can you tell us what's the most rewarding aspect of your work?
I think the most rewarding thing is helping women and men, because we do have beadlery, accessorize and feel more confident and stand out in a crowd, I guess. And just helping them look beautiful. I mean, not the men. We don't want them to look beautiful, I guess, but, you know, look their best.
Absolutely. We want everyone to be accessorized and make sure that it's matching with their outfits.
Right. Matchy-matchy. We like matchy-matchy.
There you go. Well, Terry, our time is almost up, but again, we want to thank you for being a part of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and we are so thrilled that you have opened your store, and I think you have an offer that it will be great for this holiday season. If you want to give out, do another shout out to your address and phone number for our listeners again. We're talking with Terry from the Bling Sisters, a jewelry store that's in our downtown area.
Sure. The address again is 100 North Summit in Prescott, downtown Prescott. And the phone number is 928-271-2708. And I want to say that I appreciate you guys having me on your show.
Wonderful, Terry. Well, let us know if we can help you out, and we hope that you have a very happy Thanksgiving, which is coming up, and
yes.
We will we'll talk to you soon. Thank
All
you
right.
so much
Thank
for
you.
Joining us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today is Prescott Chamber Day, and Robert, you're here to introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry, and good afternoon, everyone out there in Radio Land. We have a pretty exciting next guest, I would say, somebody new to town, and I won't tell you who it is, but, well, actually, I will. Welcome to the show. It's Stephanie Orbe representing the Hilton Garden Inn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And this has been an exciting project. We've been watching it grow
a long time
for the last several months in our beautiful downtown area, which most people are calling the gateway.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Hilton Garden Inn is kind of the talk of the town, I should say, for quite a while now. So we are pretty excited. So welcome again. Stephanie is an assistant general manager, so you have quite the job there at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Yes, it's very exciting.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Stephanie, where you're from and how you got to Prescott and kind of how you got into the hotel business before we dive into the Hilton Garden Inn.
Okay, well, at the Hilton Garden Inn, I'm the assistant general manager. I'm also the sales leader. So I have 20 years of hospitality experience, my most recent being in Sedona. I was a general manager at a resort there for the past 10 years. I've been living in Prescott over the past year, and where my fiance and I have three children in Prescott Unified School District here. For the past 10 years, I've been coming to Prescott every weekend for church at the Heights. So it was kind of inevitable that eventually I would make Prescott my home.
Well, we're glad you sure did. Yeah, we're glad to have you on board.
Thank you. Welcome to the other side of the mountain.
I'm loving it.
It is great. So, Stephanie, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Hilton Garden Inn?
Okay. The Hilton Garden Inn Prescott downtown will offer 101 Hilton-connected guest rooms. We have a full fitness center, pool, and whirlpool spa, as well as a business center. What's really awesome about our hotel is it's a modern hotel, but it has a unique blend with a historical Sam Hill warehouse and the train trestle bridge. We'll have 5 event spaces available. And in the hotel, we have the 1864 ballroom, and then we have the historic train trestle bridge, which is perfect for an outdoor wedding ceremony or cocktail party. It's just a really amazing space. And then we will have the Sam Hill warehouse, which will have 2 beautiful ballrooms and an outdoor 1,400-square-foot patio terrace. So we are looking forward to welcoming people in for conferences, amazing reunions, and some really fabulous weddings.
What size are those banquet facilities?
We have our largest is 2,800 square feet, and that is the Ware in the Sam Hill room. And then our smallest one is about 1,500 square feet, the ballroom. So we have a plethora of spaces.
And what size groups could you do then for those?
Up to, I think the largest room holds up to a 333.
Wonderful.
In our preliminary, while we're under construction measurements.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's good size.
Which is really, really exciting.
Mm-hmm. And then tell us a little bit about, the hotel. I mean, you mentioned something about it, but when we're going to open, all these fun details.
Okay, well, a big part of the hotel, other than the amazing space that we're going to have, is we are also having our restaurant space, which is called Triple Creek Kitchen and Spirits, and we're working with Barry Barb from El Gato Azul on our full-service restaurant. So we're going to have Triple Creek Kitchen and Spirits, as well as Sam's the Lounge and Bar. So it's going to create a new local gathering space featuring your favorites, like from hometown to uptown. We're going to provide breakfast, lunch, dinner, as well as happy hour, and the team will welcome all of Prescott to join us for a variety of menu options. Barry is bringing back some of his favorite dishes with an emphasis on flavor and variety, and there's definitely going to be something for everyone. In our restaurant, it's not a regular Hilton Garden Inn restaurant. It is a Prescott restaurant designed by locals for locals. So in addition to the spacious dining room, Sam's Our Bar has a 25-seat bar that opens to a large outdoor patio where guests can enjoy the Prescott weather while relaxing in front of our outdoor fireplace. So it's going to be a really cool concept. We're super excited about it. You know, Barry has been working on our menu, lots of favorites, breakfast souffles, tri-tip baguettes, Thai salad, shrimp jambalaya, homemade pastas, and they're all going to be prepared fresh in-house. So for a community gathering, the restaurant, while in our hotel, is a completely different concept for our locals to come and join us.
Well, you certainly selected the correct partner for that.
That's for sure.
Barry is quite well known in the area, so that'll be fantastic.
Yeah. So we are looking for an upcoming event for us. Our soft opening is slated for the beginning of December. And for those that want to follow us on Facebook, they can look us up at Hilton Garden Inn Prescott Downtown. And we also have a Facebook page for our restaurant, which is Triple Creek Kitchen and Spirits. Yep. And so that on those pages, you'll see updates about our opening, sneak peeks into the hotels. We have some pictures on there and the restaurant. And then we're also on Instagram. You can follow our hashtag at HGI Prescott Downtown. So we've kind of got some sneak peeks in there to the spaces, to the people, as we're getting ready for our open.
Wonderful. And we have plenty of time, so share more. I think one thing that will come to mind to folks is where people can park for these big events and all of that fun stuff.
Right. We have a really spacious parking lot, and then also at the Sam Hill, well, as you guys know, at the Sam Hill Warehouse, the Sam Hill Event Center in its future iteration, there's a parking up there as well. But there is plenty of parking for our guests as well as our events and for the restaurant.
And does the property have, what kind of amenities does the property provide?
So for us, we do have an outdoor pool and hot tub. Mm-hmm. And then we have a full-service fitness center, business center, and then, of course, the restaurant and the bar.
And do I recall there's going to be some kind of splash pad?
They are. And actually, we were kind of talking about community involvement. And one of the big things is that Whiting Brothers with WSH Hospitality, they are in conjunction with the city building a splash pad for Granite Creek Park for the community.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
I remember when we did that groundbreaking. Gosh, it seems like it was just yesterday, but it's so great to have this new property in our market, and I love the concept of the local restaurant and bar, and having Barry lead that. That's going to be phenomenal.
It's looking beautiful. We've gone from beams to drywall. It's now the flooring is going in and the painting and everything. It's really looking fabulous.
Well, to our listeners that are just joining us, we're talking with Stephanie from the Hilton Garden Inn, a new property looking for a soft opening sometime in early December.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Yes.
So have you gone through, are you all set with hiring staff, or how's that going?
Actually, one of the biggest things is we're building our team right now. So our leadership team has been hired, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about them because I like to give shout-outs to our team. We're super excited about them. But we are hiring. We are still looking to hire for front desk, housekeeping, in our restaurant, kitchen staff, wait staff. So we are looking and hiring at this time, and you can find a lot of those positions on Indeed, which is where they're currently posted.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Great. So tell us about the management staff.
All right. Well, we currently are building our team, and our company, WSH Hospitality, is an Arizona company. So our team currently is comprised of Prescottonians and Arizonans. Our general manager, Marcy Hurlburt, graduated from Prescott High, and she actually competed as a gymnast at the YMCA team
here in
Prescott. She recently married Reverend Dan Hurlburt, the senior pastor at Prescott United Methodist Church, and she's really been happy to be able to return home. Our maintenance supervisor, Mark Smith, has two children at Prescott High, and he's lived in Chino Valley with his wife, Billy, for almost 20 years. Mark grew up at the Yavapai Ranch, and he volunteers with the Wounded Warriors program here in town. Moises Luna, our housekeeping manager, has lived in Sedona for over 10 years, and he's happy to be joining family he has here in Prescott and joining our team. Danielle Ewers, she's our front desk supervisor. She graduated at Prescott High. She has a daughter at POSD, and she's just really happy to be back home in Prescott. For our restaurant and bar, our opening management team consists of longtime Prescott food and beverage professionals with a strong background in customer service and the Prescott community. As you know, we mentioned Barry Barb, owner of El Gato Azul. He's been at the forefront of the Prescott restaurant scene for over 20 years. Barry and his family have been heavily involved here in the Prescott community, having raised their four children in Prescott since 1998. Our restaurant leaders under Barry, Stephanie Spence, Bud Sinclair, and Jordan Tibbetts are all Prescottonians, and they have a strong background in F&B and hospitality. So we're really excited. We've got a community-based team, and, you know, investing back in the community and building this community to welcome people to Prescott and to celebrate.
Well, it certainly sounds like it with that portfolio. So, well, we're just super excited to have you as part of the Chamber family. We cannot wait for the soft opening. For our listeners that are joining us, we're talking to Stephanie with the Hilton Garden Inn. And very quickly, phone number where they can get in touch with you. You're hiring. You're going to do a soft opening. All kinds of great stuff.
I'm going to give you my number.
Okay.
Since we're still under construction. My number is 928-848-8183. And if they'd like to email me resumes and interest, my email is Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, .orbe, at hilton.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being a part of the Chamber family and for joining us today. We greatly appreciate you, and we cannot wait to celebrate with you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. It is Prescott Chamber Day.
It sure is, Sherry. We say that quite often, don't we?
Absolutely.
Well, that's what we do.
It is. And you know what? I forgot to mention that, you know, today is Veterans Day, so we want to do a quick shout-out to all of our veterans who've served, and we just greatly appreciate you.
Yes, and thank you all for your services. Our next guest on the show is Ryan Glass and Leela Ramsey, representing the Espresso Barn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And you guys can probably bounce off each other on this. We have a lot to talk about, I know. People are always excited about the Espresso Bar. That's a kind of exciting place to run by, I know. I have questions about the car parked in the front personally, but we'll get into that later. But tell us a little bit about yourselves before we get into the Espresso Bar and part of the business.
Okay, I guess I take it first. Well, I am Leela. I've been living here in Prescott for the last six and a half years. So Prescott is my town. And beside many things, I'm also a realtor and with my home group. And you can find me under Leela, the bubbly realtor.
Okay, and I am Ryan Glass, and I am pleased to be the fiancé of Leela. And we got engaged last December and would have been married had it not been for COVID. But I'm the owner of the Espresso Barn, and now we say the Espresso Barn and Ice Cream Parlor because that's a part of our big grand reopening.
I love ice cream.
All right,
Sherry.
She'll be up down there every day.
Yep.
We are open every day.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, tell us a little bit more about the Espresso Barn. I know it's right on the gateway to Prescott on the left-hand side as you're coming from Prescott Valley and just as you're going out of town. Yeah. In front of the hotel.
Right,
and
that's right.
The Cadillac, is it a Cadillac? Always parked up front.
It is.
Yep, I noticed all that kind of stuff. The building looks super.
Thank you.
By
thank
the way.
You.
So,
yeah, well, we did it. And what we want to encourage people to kind of know about now is that we redid the interior. So when we call it the grand reopening, it's actually not new ownership. Nope, we still have the same owner. But we... we redid the Espresso Barn to have a 50s soda jerk slash ice cream parlor feel.
Nice.
And we're trying to bring back the very classic parlor experience. So you actually get your banana split in a glass bowl. If you got your scoop of ice cream, same thing, glass bowl. Definitely whipped cream, cherry on top. And we have our baristas and our wonderful friend McCoy, who most of you know out there if you've been to the Espresso Barn, all dressed in uniform, and they now look like soda jerks. So
I was just going to say, I said, you must have a soda jerk.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Very cool.
McCoy's the head jerk in charge, and shout out to him. He's a veteran, a disabled veteran, and thank you as well from us to all our disabled and abled veterans. We appreciate your service.
Yes, thank you.
And the both of you, you know, you mentioned earlier, you kind of let it out that you are engaged and would be married and hopefully soon will be married. Due to COVID, it's caused a lot of issues for everyone. But you're also involved in quite a few other things you've been doing, and you've been a great partner of the chamber, and we appreciate both of you as ambassadors and just being really community involved. But tell us a little bit about some of the other things that you have going on as well.
Well, one thing that we have going on is our Prescott trolley. Mm-hmm. And we are still having ghost tours, which if anybody is interested, they are on Friday night, and they are fully booked. So if anybody's interested, they better book it. And the new thing that we have starting this week is our Jolly Trolley Santa Adventure. And it will start downtown, and the trolley will bring our guests around the square singing carols. And then it'll drive to the Espresso Barn, and then from there they'll go next door and they'll enter Winter Wonderland. So they can take pictures in front of different backdrops, and then they will have the chance of meeting Santa and sit on his lap. And after that, they can also, well, they'll meet Olaf and go outside and bounce in a bouncy castle.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I know that Santa is very excited about coming to Prescott. We've had a conversation with him as well as we've been preparing for the holidays. We cannot be Arizona's Christmas City without these treasures.
That's
exactly
correct.
Oh, and we also have elves helping Santa as well.
That's right.
Very good.
So that is going to be a tour that you will not want to miss. It is $20 per person per seat on the trolley. Lap sitters are free. There have been a lot of questions about lap sitters. And no, if you're, you know, above 4 or 5, you can't, if you're 30, you can't be a lap sitter. I'm sorry. And,
too heavy.
And the fourth ticket is only $2. So a family of four, is $62. And you can get tickets at PrescottTrolley.com.
And does that include ice cream by chance?
It includes actually hot chocolate and cookies, and it's going to be a hot chocolate bar.
Ooh.
Where you basically can decorate your own hot chocolate with sprinkles and whipped cream and all sorts of goodies.
Yummy. Sounds like you could also throw some of that on the cookies as well.
You could.
Want to.
Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Well, I think, you know, I'm so pleased to have been in Prescott for about 4 years now, and my goal is to continue to bring joy to the area. Some of you know that actually as a member of the chamber, I'm also a member with Hero Party Rentals, and we are still providing bounce castles and tents and heaters and tables and chairs to the Prescott and Quad Cities area. So we're excited. If you have any rental needs for Hero Party Rentals, you can check us out there at heropartyrentals.fun. Layla, anything from you?
I think we covered it all.
Okay. Another business, maybe another venture. You guys are busy.
Oh.
There's something exciting in the works, but we can't talk about it just yet.
Not yet.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love the trolley aspect of everything, and coffee, the coffee bar.
That's right.
And the soda.
Yeah, yeah.
The soda bar. It's
soda
like bar. The only one in the area.
Yeah.
And the ice cream.
I think so. And really, it's about the classic idea, right? So you can get Italian sodas, hand-spun milkshakes, whipped cream. I mean, we really went all out for the ice cream portion of it. So we're hoping that people, even an affogato, which if some people don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
See, an affogato is, you're the Italian. You tell us what that is, Layla.
An affogato is vanilla ice cream and coffee. And whipped cream on top, of course.
Okay. particularly espresso, not coffee.
Yeah.
You got to be specific here.
Well, I mean, sorry. When I say coffee, to me equals espresso.
Well, I like the vanilla ice cream part of it because my coffee, I don't really like it that strong. So for me,
you're gonna love an affogato.
Yeah, with the ice cream in it, I'm done. I'm good.
So this is just so exciting to hear that you're having this grand reopening and adding the ice cream parlor and all the festivities that you're offering. Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, your address, contact information, and all that fun stuff.
Sure. So we are the Espresso Barn and Ice Cream Parlor. We're at 1301 East Gurley Street. That is between the Best Western Prescottonian and Enterprise Rent-A-Car on Gurley Street. We're very excited to have our new neighbors, the Coco Grill, next door to us that just opened as well, another local small business. And HeroPartyRentals.fun and PrescottTrolley.com as well. So those are the web addresses. And if you have any questions about the Espresso Barn, you can give us a shout at our number 928-288-2052. And I guess the last thing, Sherry, if I can say it.
Please do.
My band, The Glass Menagerie, we're a Frank Sinatra cover band, and we're looking to play holiday parties. So if you need a Sinatra-esque group that can also play some of the best holiday classics, you can give us a call at that same 928-288-2052 number. I just love giving all these shout-outs. Thank you to the Chamber of Commerce for letting us come and publicize.
That's what we're all about.
Absolutely. We're so thrilled to have both of you as our family. And you really do have the full package here with the rentals and the parlor and the trolley and and now the band and a little bit of real estate in between. So, but you guys are great. We just greatly appreciate you and thankful that you're here. And you can always go to prescott.org to find all of these if you didn't catch all of that. But, again, the Espresso Barn and Ice Cream Parlor is now open. And tell me, what's your favorite? What's your favorite?
Ooh, my favorite is the classic banana split. And you can't beat it with the glass bowl, the strawberry toppings. That's my favorite. What about you, Layla?
I'm boring. I love my espresso.
Well, you know what? That's everyone has a taste, and it sounds like you can accommodate.
Yes.
And if I could add bubbles to it, I would.
There you go. Well, best of luck to the both of you, and we can't wait to hear about your wedding plans.
Yeah.
And we thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
you
thanks bet. So much.
You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We will be right back.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. And Robert, it's been a great day today. And again, I want to just have a shout out to all of our veterans today.
We
greatly appreciate your service and all that you've done for us and our country. We thank you for that. And we have a few things to talk about. There's a lot of things coming up. First of all, on Monday, November 23rd, we have the 15th annual Flying High Turkey Drive. There will be two locations in Prescott, the Fry's Grocery Store, the one on Fair Street and the one at Willow Creek. And this is just a great way to help those in need. And then, Robert, you've got a few things to share.
We always have a lot of things going on, it seems like, in the Prescott area, but the coming up after the turkey drive, so after you donate turkeys and all that good stuff, Shop Small Saturday is coming up, and that will be November 28th. And that's supporting all our brick-and-mortar buildings in the Prescott area and beyond. This is a countrywide, maybe a worldwide, for all I know, I'm not sure, event. So it's created to get people into the small shops like the downtown Prescott shops. We'll have a coupon booklet to pick up at the Prescott Chamber Visitor Information Center, which is on West 117 West Goodwin Street, right downtown. And that booklet will be available starting the week of November 23rd to get ready for November 28th, where you can use those coupons at local businesses. So you can come down, pick up your coupon booklet, and that evening at 6 p.m. is our annual holiday light parade, and that will be in the downtown Prescott area at 6 p.m., and that's put on by the Prescott Downtown Partnership. So come on down and enjoy the lights, enjoy your coupons, enjoy the food. All the merchants will be open downtown for that.
Well, the lights won't quite be on yet because
we
light those up on December 5th, but we also will be celebrating the Grand Marshal Gala, the fourth annual Grand Marshal Gala on December 3rd at the Holiday Courtyard. And this year, our Grand Marshal is our own Mayor Greg Mangarelli. We're just appreciative of all of his time and leadership, especially through this challenging time. And also, you know, we have the parade on December 5th, the Christmas parade, 38th annual, starting at 1 o'clock. And then we will that evening have the lights turn on. So with more to come, you know, we ask everybody to go to prescott.org for details. And we want to remind everybody that we are COVID safe with all of our events and programs, and we expect everyone to follow the CDC guidelines for all of that. And there's a lot of other things going on. So, again, I encourage you to go to prescott.org. to find those events. A lot of them have changed. People have asked us about Acker Night. That is still going on, but it will look much different. Mm-hmm. So just keep your eyes on that and know that everybody's trying to do their best. It's very challenging.
Come on down and say hi at the Visitor Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 now. We're on regular hours, Saturday, 10 to 2. And get to our website for more information at prescott.org.
And thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of a Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.